This is Day to Day on a day coming up on a very important weekend. Joining us is Day to Day senior producer Steve Proffitt. Steve, welcome back.
Thank you, Alex. I brought you a little Father's Day present.
Well, thank you so much. This is a...
Please, just open it up there quickly.
It's a tie.
Yes, it's the ubiquitous and perhaps soon to be anachronistic artifact of Western culture, the necktie.
Okay, so you put the tie around your neck and then...
Oh, this is hard to do while talking about it.
I take the fat part over the skinny part.
And then I am not going to be able to do this.
Despite the difficulties in using it, even though it is a cliche as sad as giving a blender as a wedding gift, the necktie with all its cultural baggage remains a popular Father's Day present.
Certainly, neckties are right in there. It's easy to give. It's simple. It's a gift. So it's very, very important.
Howard Davidowitz is a retail consultant and a frequent guest on this program. He says neckties are very much a part of the retail bonanza that is Father's Day, when Americans will spend an estimated $9 billion on dads. They'll buy tools, electronic gizmos, lots of gift cards, and yes, neckties.
The Carlos Santana and the Jerry Garcia tie lines are going to be two of the hottest tie lines as far as ties go. And a lot of the box shirts are being packaged with matched ties to make it easy for gift giving.
Easy to give, but difficult to tie. For generations, the art of tying a tie has been handed down from father to son, like the keys to the family car. But as American culture embraces jeans and flip-flops over formality, occasions requiring a tie are ever more rare. Neckwear skills are becoming endangered.
I was taught this by my grandfather.
Well, there's a lot of crossing involved, I remember that, and...
I'm trying to picture my dad showing me how to do this.
Flip it around.
And now I'm putting... Oh, goodness, now I'm going to forget.
You have to just do it. It's like ripping a Band-Aid off.
Whip it around.
Just one quick motion.
Down. Okay.
And this is the part where the magic comes in. You have to have touch for this.
Tighter, tighter. We got a knot. Sort of a knot.
Does this work?
It's a very odd thing, this folded bit of fabric that, when knotted around the neck, is supposed to convey a sense of sophistication or make a statement. I'm all about business. I have good taste. You can trust me. And yet, in what Howard Davidowitz calls the casualization of America, a tie can now seem too formal, off-putting even. Now, even the most traditional of professions are going open collar.
When you see accountants and lawyers, and in some cases, investment bankers, without ties, that has to tell you something.
Howard, are you wearing a tie right now?
No, I'm not. As a matter of fact, I did a TV interview with BBC the other day, and I didn't wear a tie either.
That actually could be good news for the nation's trade deficit, since, as Davidowitz notes, almost all ties sold in America, even the expensive designer-labeled ones, come from China. Still, ties aren't completely passé. They remain standard fashion for weddings, funerals, formal dinners, and criminal indictments. So happy Father's Day. Steve Proffitt, NPR News.
I think this is good enough to get me a job as a telemarketer.
I always put one a little dimple.
That almost works.
That looks absolutely horrible.
And then you tighten it up around your neck.
And you've got your knot.
You've tied your tie.
I like this tie. I think I'm going to wear it for the rest of the day.